Elliot Mess.
Holy Spitz.
Will Spitz Quits.
Love client number nine.
We took our guesses yesterday what the headline in the always colorful New York Post would be today. They went with, oh no.
So simple. That question answered, we are left asking, what do we know, what don't we know about the story broken yesterday by another hometown paper? You may have heard of it, the New York Times. The federal investigators have linked New York's Democratic Governor Elliot Spitzer to a prostitution ring.
We do know that last week, federal investigators brought charges against the alleged operators of a high-end international online prostitution organization called the Emperor's Club.
We do know that an FBI affidavit in the case alleges that a John, known as Client 9, was caught on a wiretap arranging a February 13th meeting with an escort from the service in a Washington, D.C. hotel room.
And we do know that a law enforcement official has said Client 9 is Elliot Spitzer. Yesterday afternoon, after the allegations came out in the New York Times, Governor Spitzer apologized during a press conference with his wife by his side.
But we don't know exactly for what he was apologizing.
I have acted in a way that violates my obligations to my family and that violates my or any sense of right and wrong. I apologize first and most importantly to my family. I apologize to the public, whom I promised better.
Spitzer was contrite, but not specific. And while he didn't address the question that was on everyone's mind, would the scandal lead to his resignation, others were calling for him to leave office. New York State Assembly Republican leader James Todisco said Spitzer, quote, violated the public trust.
If indeed he was involved with this, I don't think there's any way he can continue to be the executive here or be the governor.
Todisco also brought up something that has been talked about a lot in the news and in more than 1,200 reader comments on the New York Times story, the fact that until yesterday, Spitzer's legacy would have been as a champion of ethics, known for rooting out corruption and crime as New York Attorney General, including a 2004 bust of a Staten Island prostitution operation. A lawyer for that prostitution ring was quoted in the New York Daily News this morning saying, quote, my client feels that people who live in a glass mansion in Albany should not throw stones.
Were Spitzer to resign, Lieutenant Governor David Patterson would take his place. It's already a busy time in Albany. The deadline for passing the new state budget is in just 3 weeks.